USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Being a cop today is one hell of a lot harder than it's ever been.
President Biden, among those who delivered remarks at the 40th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the Capitol on Saturday, the event held every year to honor officers who've been killed in the line of duty.
And to the families of the fallen, you've suffered an enormous loss. But understand, your loss is also America's loss.
Last year, in 2020, 374 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty in the United States. It came down to the wire, but a feared Hollywood strike will apparently not happen now that the two sides have reached a tentative agreement on a three-year deal. Members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees still have to take a ratification vote on this tentative three-year deal, but sources say they are expected to approve it, and this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil in the hospital, but expected to recover fairly quickly. But he reportedly broke some ribs when he fell off a stage at a Tennessee concert on Friday night. He apparently stepped too close to the stage's edge and fell 4 feet to the cement floor below. And former President Obama's on his way overseas to attend a climate summit in Scotland that President Biden will join later on this month. New York real estate heir Robert Durst, just a few days ago, getting a life sentence for murdering a friend more than 20 years ago. Well, now the New York real estate developer is hospitalized with COVID-19 complications. He's reportedly on a ventilator. The Red Sox beating the Astros 9-5 in Houston on Saturday, becoming the first team to notch two grand slams in a postseason game. One in the first inning, one in the second. Game three is set for Monday night in Boston. The ALCS again tied up at one win apiece. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Another space mission has begun. This time it's an unmanned mission, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. Atlas V takes flight, sending Lucy to uncover the fossils of our solar system.
An ambitious project aiming to learn more about the birth and development of the solar system has launched from Florida ahead of a 12-year mission to reach asteroids near Jupiter.
In postseason play, the Red Sox beat the Astros on Saturday afternoon, 9-5 in Houston, becoming the first team to notch two grand slams in one postseason game. That was courtesy of J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers. Game three coming up on Monday night in Boston at Fenway, with the ALCS again currently tied at one win apiece. And it turns out that coronavirus vaccine lotteries, as run by many states, never really made any difference in getting more people to get vaccinated than would have otherwise done so. That's the conclusion, at least, of a new study that looked at states that offered such incentives for people to roll up their sleeves. Meantime, new CDC data shows the risk of death for somebody who is not vaccinated against the virus in August was 11 times higher than a person who got the shot. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.